This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. Last week, tech stocks soared on the news that the Trump administration plans to delay items from Chinese imports facing tariffs. This week, we look at how trade talks are impacting the tech sector overall and hear the latest from President Trump on the matter. That's after these tech headlines. Delta Airlines is suing an artificial intelligence company that powered a chatbot on the carrier's website, accusing it of lax cybersecurity that caused a 2017 data breach. Delta's lawsuit, filed last week in the U.S. District Court for the Southern District of New York, alleges that the chatbot provider 24/7 AI lacked basic cybersecurity safeguards while running the AI-powered device on Delta's website. The suit also says 24/7 waited more than 5 months to inform the airline of the breach. Instead of telling it immediately, it did so using LinkedIn instead of official channels, potentially violating the company's contract. It gets stickier. WSJ's Catherine Stupp has the story at WSJ.com. The AirPod phenomenon is starting to pay dividends for Apple. Recent estimates show that the wireless earbuds could account for $6 billion in revenue this fiscal year. UBS estimates about 7% of Apple's 900 million iPhone users have AirPods. It also projects the percentage will rise to 13% in fiscal 2020. That's when it expects Apple to ship 51 million units for $7.7 billion in revenue. That kind of growth would make them more popular than the Apple Watch. And if Apple really wants to juice Apple sales, UBS says it could remove the Lightning port and completely transition to wireless charging. The latest installment of Electronic Arts' Madden NFL was July's best-selling video game in the U.S., and now also the 8th best-selling game of the year to date. July also marked the 20th consecutive time Madden has been the best-selling title of its release month, and the game maintains a firm grip on its reign as the best-selling sports property in U.S. video game history. Coming up, how trade talks impact the tech sector, and what President Trump has to say on the matter. Last week, the Trump administration announced it planned to delay and remove items from the $300 billion of Chinese imports facing tariffs on September 1. The stock market responded. Shares of technology companies in particular outperformed because smartphones, laptops, computers, and toys are among the categories benefiting from the tariff reprieve. For example, shares of department stores, discount chains, and toy makers saw big gains. Best Buy Electronics shares added more than 6%, and Apple added more than 4%, since, of course, its iPhones are made in China and would be spared tariffs until at least December. Barron's Jeffrey Kane has more.
The jump came after the Trump administration announced that it would postpone tariffs. Delaying them means that American consumers won't feel the tariff's potential impact on certain Chinese-made products, including laptops and cell phones, until mid-December, when they shop for back-to-school and for the holidays. Still, analysts caution that a trade deal between Beijing and Washington is a long way off.
This weekend, exiting Marine One in Morristown, New Jersey, President Trump addressed the issue. So, where do things stand?
I mean, if I wanted to make a bad deal and settle on China, the market would go up, but it wouldn't be the right thing to do. I'm just not ready to make a deal yet. China would like to make a deal. I'm not ready.
Getting to the heart of the matter, what does this ultimately mean for our technological endeavors and the devices that get us there? President Trump informs us of his latest with Apple CEO Tim Cook for some possible hints.
I had a very good meeting with Tim Cook. I have a lot of respect for Tim Cook. And Tim was talking to me about tariffs. And, you know, one of the things, and he made a good case, is that Samsung is their number one competitor, and Samsung is not paying tariffs because they're based in South Korea. And it's tough for Apple to pay tariffs if they're competing with a very good company that's not. I said, how good a competitor? He said they are a very good competitor. So Samsung is not paying tariffs because they're based in a different location, mostly South Korea, but they're based in South Korea. And I thought he made a very compelling argument, so I'm thinking about it.
As for how this all pans out in a prospective timeline, WSJ's Jerry Seib aims to wrap it up.
If there's going to be an adverse impact on consumers on those products now, it will come after the Christmas season is over. That's not a coincidence and a good thing for the president politically.
For more details, head to WSJ.com. That's it for the tech news briefing from the newsroom in New York. I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.